Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, one more death from COVID-19. The Barbados Union of Teachers disappointed at its lack of inclusion in the Ministry of Education tour of the Black Managallup Primary School. PSV operators proposing to have their own onboard monitors when school reopens so as to enforce health protocols, and government reviewing the copyright laws to provide protection for owners of music and their estates. These are the top stories in the 7:30 edition of The Latest. I'm Cashy Brown. Details coming up. Barbados has recorded another death from COVID-19. This time, it's a 52-year-old Barbadian man who died on Tuesday, bringing to 44 the number of people to die from the illness here. Reports are that he suffered from a chronic NCD and spent 14 days at the Harrison Point isolation facility before succumbing to the virus. There are also 6 new positive COVID-19 cases, one man and 5 women, after 558 tests were conducted. Additionally, 8 people recovered and were discharged, leaving 96 in isolation. The Barbados Union of Teachers says it wasn't given an invitation by the Ministry of Education to yesterday's walkthrough of the Black Managallup Primary School, which was being used as a COVID-19 isolation facility. The Christchurch facility was sanitized and handed over by the Ministry of Health for the resumption of face-to-face classes, which start in another 2 weeks. But Second Vice President and Chair of the Health and Safety Committee, Rudy Lovell, says he's disappointed at the lack of inclusion of the union.
Yes, after the first lockdown, when the school was used as a facility, we were invited to that tour, and it went well. We were of the opinion that we would have been invited to this tour. I mean, the tour was planned since last week, because I received word from a member of the PTA, given that my daughter attends the school. So I and the BUT executive, we were anticipating that the BUT would have been invited to the tour and participated in the tour, but that did not occur.
Mr. Lovell says that the union was looking forward to giving its input in the matter.
We would have wanted to make any contribution that we thought was meaningful to the discussion, but I trust that having the Ministry of Health and other stakeholders there, the Ministry of Education, is satisfied that they are suitable to offer any suggestions or advice to the proper reopening of the school.
The Second Vice President and Chair of the Health and Safety Committee of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Meantime, President of the school's PTA, Tricia Augustine, said that they were satisfied that the compound was safe for children.
Having gone through the process last year, quite a few parents, we weren't really as concerned about the extent of the sanitization process. I think it was just the fact that last year we would have had a longer period of time for the school to have been decommissioned and then reused versus this time being a lot shorter. But I feel comfortable now, having gone through it, having talked to health officials and so on, that based on when cleaning was completed on the 29th of March and school reopening on the 20th of April, that we are ready for children to return to school.
That's Tricia Augustine, that's president of the Black Managallup PTA. Meanwhile, with schools scheduled to reopen in 2 weeks, public service vehicle operators are proposing to have paid onboard monitors to help enforce the island's COVID-19 directives. Director of Complaints with the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Craig Banfield, says the proposal is a topic they wish to broach with Prime Minister Mia Motley soon.
All depends, obviously, on the route. It would depend on the capacity of the different vans we'll be having when the school children come back out. But initially, between 15 to 20 monitors we will start off with, and then assess the situation as we go forward. If we need more, we can hire more. We also have training in place before monitors come out onto the system. We believe that need to be trained in the aspects that they will need to know protocols and as well as customer service.
Mr. Banfield says that they are hoping initially to hire just over a dozen people to ride on the PSVs. Barbados is seeking to review the copyright laws with a plan to ensure that the owners of music and their families are not disadvantaged. The plan comes from Minister in the Ministry of Culture, John King, after family of former entertainer Japke Opal complained about being unable to claim royalties.
Standard laws was that the copyright within works would be for 50 years, and then it becomes a public uh, a public work, piece of work. So anybody could pick it up and use it, sing it, do it without having to pay anything. A number of countries across the world have looked at this and determined that, you know what, we've got to stretch out these years now, because what you're finding is that that 50 years like was seemed like a long time many years ago. 50 years passes like nothing. And so the copyright and stuff within these things needs really to be looked at.
Mr. King says the process has begun in Barbados to address it.
So we've had our discussions on that already, and we definitely support it. A lot of the countries around the world are moving towards 70 years. Personally, I feel 100 years is good enough. That would take into consideration, what, 3 generations of people who could actually benefit from the work of an artist. And but yeah, we're looking at it, and we'll be making our recommendations to Cabinet in the near future as to how we see it can work.
Minister in the Ministry of Culture, John King. If the West Indies group of university teachers gets its way, sections of the regional private sector could still soon be paying additional taxes to help facilitate the education of some UWE students. It's among proposals being recommended by the teachers' union to address the financial woes facing a percentage of students at UWE campuses that are unable to pay. Lead negotiator for WEGUT, Hubert Devenish, explained that the position is outlined in their response paper to the report of the UWE Chancellor's Commission on Governance of UWE.
All of those areas, notably IT, finance, even tourism, will not be able to expand with local labor because, in fact, the students cannot afford to pay their portion. So our pitch to the private sector is, look, it is in your best interest to have an expanded university-trained population. You're going to make more money. You're going to make more profits. But if you're going to make more profits, brethren, you have to pay for it. You can't expect just the average citizen and even the average corporate citizen that isn't relying on university graduate. You who specifically rely on them should specifically make a special contribution.
That's lead negotiator for the West Indies Group of University Teachers, Hubert Devenish. Thieves who have been felling century-old mahogany trees from Poolland Woods in St. John are being warned to desist from the practice. It's coming from Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, as he spoke at the launch of the community park. Officials counted over a dozen mature mahogany trees had been removed without permission, and he said the action was destroying the ecosystem.
Be tolerated, certainly under my watch and this government's watch. We are opposed to this type of behavior, full stop. And persons who are doing it, desist immediately. I have said already about as it relates to illegal dumping and what I plan to do to those persons. You will see over the last couple of weeks, persons brought before the law court who were involved in indiscriminate acts of illegal dumping. I will move with every connective tissue of my being to ensure that those persons who continue to break the law in this country and to destroy our natural ecosystem, I will do every single thing in my power to ensure that they have their day in court.
That's Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. An MP for that constituency, Charles Griffith, defended his constituents and charged that just as the park was beginning to take shape, people have been taking advantage of the area. In Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley is in stable condition and working virtually in Tobago 2 days after testing positive for COVID-19. A statement from the office of the Prime Minister said he remained in isolation and under medical supervision. 72-year-old Rowley began experiencing flu-like symptoms late Monday and was subsequently tested for the virus. His diagnosis was made public on Tuesday, the same day that he was due to take his first dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. Recapping the headlines at 7:30. The Barbados Union of Teachers disappointed at its lack of inclusion in a Ministry of Education tour of Blackman and Gollop Primary School. PSV operators proposing to have their own onboard monitors when school reopens so as to enforce health protocols, and government reviewing the copyright laws to provide protection for owners of music and their estates. This has been the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. 6:30. I'm Kashi Brown. Good morning. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.